So, we are still in Mitzvah Yud. I expect to be in Mitzvah Yud for this topic as well as next topic, which will be, God willing, Shmura Matzah. But for now, Matzah Ashira, also known as the fruit juice matzah question. And the question is going to center around some comments in the Rambam, but in order to get there, we need to read a few passages from Gemara Pesachim first. Also, I'll note, in case I forget to mention it at the end, that I expect to be stuck at a meeting next week. So it's starting at 7:30, but I don't think it's going to finish in time. I think I have to forfeit now. Okay, Matzah Ashira. So take a look, please, in Source Aleph. There are two rules regarding the matzah we use for the mitzvah at the Seder. Number one, as we'll see, is that it has to be able to become chametz. Not that it should be chametz, but it has to be able to become chametz, and we'll talk about what that means. And then second, it has to qualify as lechem oni. Those two are requirements. We already talked about the first requirement last time, right? When we talked about the issue of the whether matzah is bezonos, matzah is hamotzi, and which minim, and what about orez v'dochan, right? Orez v'dochan will be this week. But we talked about it in terms of the oats and the spelt and the mixture of spelt with other minim. So if you take a look here in Source Aleph, Mishnah. The following materials are suitable for matzah. Bechitim, wheat, besaorim, barley, bekusmin, kusmin, shifot, shvol, shual, I'm going to render as rye, oats, and spelt, even though we know that that may not be the case. Gemara. Hani in, orez v'dochan lo. Your list is these five. You are excluding rice and millet, as we usually translate them. Minani mili. How do you know that it's these and not the others? Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, v'chein tana dever Rabbi Shma, v'chein tana dever Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Omar Kra, the pasuk says, lo sochal alav chametz, shivas yimim tochal alav matzos. That's the end of my quote. Don't eat chametz with it, meaning with the carbon Pesach. 7 days you'll eat matzah. So dvar ma'barim lidechim was adam yotze ben yidechavaso b'matzah. And the rule is, you can only use something for matzah if it could become chametz. From this juxtaposition of chametz and matzah. Yatzu elu, these are excluded. She'ein ban lidei chimut el lidei sirchon. These don't become chametz. These rot when you expose them to water. That's our first statement. Second statement, though, is that this isn't necessarily quite true. Masis and delok Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. This is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Damar orez min et daganu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that orez, rice, actually is a kind of grain. V'chayavan al chimutz o kares. And guess what? Expose it to water, becomes chametz, you get kares. And desanya Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri oser ba orez v'dochan, mivnesha karov lahachmitz. This is a separate discussion, but the point is the last part of it, that orez and dochan are karov lahachmitz. Now the question is, what does karov lahachmitz actually mean? Ibayelu shakarov lahachmitz, does that mean dekadim umachmitz, that it will actually become chametz quickly? That's what karov lahachmitz means, it'll become chametz. Oduma karov lahachmitz avi chametz havi, chametz gomer lo avi. Or is he saying, it comes close to being chametz, but it doesn't become actual chametz. What does karov mean? Satashma disanya Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri orez min dagon hu v'chayavan al chimutz al kares v'adam yotze b'lidei chovas of a Pesach. The core of Yochanan ben Nuri in a brisa saying explicitly that rice qualifies for matzah. That tells me that rice would actually become chametz gomur, full blown chametz. So we have two pieces here. Piece number one, we said it's only qualified for matzah if it could become chametz, and piece number two, that rice may be on the list as well. And we have to figure out why, in the middle of that last discussion, Dohan dropped out. Right? You notice what happened there? We started out saying, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is oser ba'orez v'dohan, because it's close lahachmitz. And we tried to answer the problem by saying, well, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says this regarding orez. So where did Dohan go? That we'll have to answer. We're going to come back to that piece. But for now, we've seen the linkage between chimutz and matzah. That's number one. Number two is the source base, Gemara there, next daf in Pesachim, Tanu Rabbanan, Yochol Yotze Adam Yidei Chovaso B'Meiser Sheni B'Yerushalayim, I might think that one could fulfill his obligation for Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, fulfills obligation for matzah using Meshe Sheni in Yerushalayim. Tamad lomar lechem oni. No, the Torah calls matzah lechem oni. Mashenecha ba'aninus. Lechem oni means that which is eaten in sadness. Yatzah zeh sheinu necha ba'aninus. Ela b'simcha. You don't eat meiser oni, meiser sheni. In aninus, you eat it with joy. Lo achalti ba'oni mimenu. Div Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Azoi shteh Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva Omer matzos riba. He says we expand by the usage of multiple terms of matzos to teach me that you can use it for matzah. You can use ma'aser sheni for matzah. Im kein matzam lomar lechem oni. Then what does lechem oni teach me? Prat le'isa shenilosha b'yayin v'shemen udvash. Not to use dough that was kneaded with wine, honey, or oil. My time of Rabbi Akiva. What's Rabbi Akiva's reasoning? Miksiv lechem oni, because it doesn't say lechem oni with a vav to suggest affliction or oppression. Aniksiv, it says ani without a vav, suggesting poverty. That's the idea. So a pauper doesn't mix in wine into his dough. So this teaches me that it has to be lechem oni. That's my second rule, that it has to be qualified as lechem oni. That's my second Gemara that I need. Third out of the four Gemaras that I need to see is Lamed Hayom at Beis Lamed Vav Amud Aleph on Mei Peros. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Eish Lakish Isa Shenilosha B'Yayin V'Shemen Udvash Ein Chayavan Alchimut Zakaris. He says, if you have dough that was kneaded with wine, kneaded with oil, kneaded with honey, it doesn't become chametz such that you would be chayav for karis for eating it. Yosef Rav Papa Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Kamei Davidi Bar Avin. So Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua are learning in front of Ravidi Bar Avin. Ravidi Bar Avin appears to be napping. He fools you that way. Careful. The Amar Le Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Le Rav Papa. So one Talmud says to the other Talmud, my time at the Reish Lakish. What was Reish Lakish's reasoning for saying that it's not called chametz? Amar Le Amar Kra Lo Sochal Lo Chametz Shibasim Im Tochal Lo Matzos. So Dvarim Shadam Yotze Ben Yedei Chavasa Ben Matzah Chayav An Al Chimutz Okaris. It's only going to be subject to Chimutz rules if you could use it for matzah. In other words, they turn it on its head, right? It's only chametz if it could be matzah. This can't be matzah. Therefore, it's not. Therefore, it can't be chametz. That's a remarkable idea. You can't use it for your obligation. Because it's called matzah ashira. It's not called lechem oni. Therefore, you're not liable for kares. That's the statement. So which Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua says, really? If it doesn't qualify as matzah, then it can't become chametz. Is that really true? What about the following rule? Himchahu v'gamo. If you take matzah and you cream it, and then you puree it, and you swallow it whole. Imchametzu anush kares. We say if it's chametz, you get kares. V'matzahu einadam yotze yedei chavasa v'pesach. You can't count that as matzah. So he says, v'ha'achad einadam yotze yedei chavasa v'matzah v'chayavan al-chimutzo kares. Right? This is something that isn't qualified as matzah, but it can be qualified as chametz. Isar Bahu Ravidi Bar Avin, at which point Ravidi Bar Avin wakes up and he says, what are you doing? Omar Lu Dardiki, foolish children. Hainu time of the Reish Lakish. This is Reish Lakish's statement. Mishum the Havalu Meperos. Umeperos ain machvitzin. The issue is that it's meperos, these things that you're talking about, and it doesn't make the dough chametz. That's the issue. It has nothing to do with whether it qualifies as matzah or not. Happens to be it doesn't qualify as matzah for Pesach night. That's true. Because it's not lechem oni. However, that's not why it's not chametz. It's not chametz because it's not chametz. Scientifically, physically, it can't become chametz. That's the issue. That's our third piece. And then finally our fourth piece, and then we get into the meat of things. The Gemara also, a little bit later in Pesachim, Tanya Kavaseh Rabbi Yosef. Here's a brisa. Yachol Yetzei Adam Yidei Chavaseh Bechalos Todo Rikike Nazir. I might think that you're sitting at your Seder Friday, on Pesach night, and you have chalos from your Lachmei Toda. Okay? Chalos meaning matzah chalos, not chametz ones. Or rikikim that are matzah from a nazir. Somebody just finished being a nazir that day. Mazal tov. I guess that was four cups of wine that night. So I might think you could use that as his matzah at the Seder. Tama lomar shivas yamin matzos tochelu. No, the pasuk says 7 days you shall eat matzah. Matzah hanachalas l'shiva. It has to be matzah that you could eat for 7 days. Right? That's why our matzah is the way it is. Yatsazu she'en achalas l'shiva el yom v'layla. This matzah must be consumed early on. V'tebuk le milechem oni. Why don't I say it's no good for a different reason? Lechem oni. Mishenecha baninus. Yatsazu she'en achal baninus ela besimcha. Right, this is eaten with joy. This is a toda. It's a karban. Why don't I disqualify for that reason? Savala Rabbi Akiva damar oni ksiv. The answer is we follow Rabbi Akiva, who says it's written without a vav, so it's not really that it has to be eaten besimcha. It's just that it has to be poured. V'tebeklei davali matzah ashira. Well, why don't I say, but it's matzah ashira? Because you remember that it's a mincha. You have oil mixed in. Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Revi is he umischalekes he lakamachalos. He says there's very, very little oil in there. There's a tiny, tiny drop of oil. There's a revius of oil mixed into all these loaves. It's null. Don't worry about your isaron of oil. Okay, those are my four sources. So again, in sum, we learned in our first source that it has to be eligible for chametz in order to be usable for matzah. In our second source, we learned it has to be lechem oni, and therefore you can't have wine, oil, honey. In our third source, we reiterated the lechem oni, and we also pointed out that meperos will not make it chametz. And then finally, the lachmei toda are eligible, theoretically, despite the oil that's mixed in. If not for shivas yamim, whatever. Okay, with all that in mind, take a look, please, at source Hay. The Rambam writes, in Hachas Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav Halacha Hay, Matzah shalasha b'mei peros, yodzei ba yidei chavasa b'pesach. You can use matzah Pesach night, even if it was kneaded with mei peros. Avalein loshen osa b'yayin o shemen o dvash o chalav, but you can't knead it with wine, oil, honey, or, by the way, he throws in milk. Mishum lechem oni. That is a lechem oni problem, k'mo sheb b'arnu, as we've already explained. So mei peros matzah is eligible, wine, oil, honey, milk, not eligible, due to lechem oni. That's what matzah ashira is. What does he mean when he says kid b'yarnu? He means the previous, the next halacha here, it's in the previous parak in the Rambam, it's parak hey, I should have added in, it's halacha chaf. The Rambam writes, Mutar lases hatavlin vashumshumin vaketach vakayotze ban latoch habatzeik, vachay mutar lalusha isa b'mayim v'shemen odvash v'chalav olakatech b'hen. He says, you're allowed to add all sorts of things to your dough for your matzah, not your matzah for Pesach night, your general matzah. You can have all sorts of spices and seeds and whatever you want in there. U'b'yom arishon osir lalusha lakatech v'alav b'mayim bilvad. But the first day, only water. Lo mishum chametz, not because it would make it chametz, ela kadei sheyiyah lechem oni. You want it to be lechem oni. Ubayom arishon bilvadu shetzarach liyo zichron lechem oni. It's only the first day that is required. Okay, that's the Rambam. So here's my challenge to the Rambam. You told me, back in Source Gimel, that mei peros don't make things chametz, right? If mei peros don't render it chametz, right? If mei peros don't render it chametz, then how is it that the Rambam tells me it's eligible for me to use it as matzah? Right? You see the problem. It's a straightforward problem. This is a severe issue. So how do I understand what's going on here? How do I understand how the Rambam could tell me that matzah kneaded with mei peros is eligible for Pesach night? So that's what occupies the Menchas Chinuch's mind, and he suggests two answers. One is the answer of the Magid Mishnah, and the other is the answer of the Lecha Mishnah. Everyone sees the problem. It's the question of what to do with it. So the Magid Mishnah's answer is, I distinguish between kneading dough with mei peros alone versus kneading dough with mei peros that has some mayim mixed in as well. Mei peros, he says, if it's all mei peros, it's not machmitz. If there's some water mixed in, then it in fact could become chametz. And this, what's critical to this is the issue that we call chametz nuksha. There are levels of chametz. There's chametz derabanan. There's chametz de'oraisa, which does not carry kares as the penalty. And then there's the big show, chametz that actually warrants kares. If you take a look at source Zion.
Doesn't that contradict source A, where he says you can't be Yotzei with me?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's self-contradictory.
Yes. Not just the Gemara, but it's also some. Yes, you're right. Also some.
And also, theory makes it very clear. All the Mayim Bilvad, you can't even have a mix of Peros. You can't have even a mix of May Peros.
Interesting.
He says Mayim Bilvad.
Interesting. That's a point that I hadn't noticed. Okay, the Bilvad I'm going to be stuck on. I'm not going to have an answer for Bilvad. Well, I will with the Lacha Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah isn't going to help me. Okay, good. Even better. The let's see the Torah. The Torah says, Mei Peros ein machmitzin. Mei Peros do not make it chametz. He's going with the Gemara in Source Gimel. V'rabu bazeh hadeos. There are multiple views here as to what that means. L'Rashi ein chayavan al chimutza kares. Rashi's view is that you wouldn't get kares for having flour that was kneaded with Mei Peros. Aval chametz nuksha havi. It is in the category that we call chametz nuksha. Chametz that has been made tough is, I think, the rendition of nuksha from the language of kasha. So the idea that the Magid Mishnah is going to employ is that chametz that comes about through mei peros is and a little bit of water is chametz nuksha, and that is sufficient to be. That is chametz nuksha. However, there is chametz nuksha that is chametz derabanan, and then there is chametz nuksha that is chametz deoraisa, just not kares. If it's only chametz nuksha midirabanan, then it's not eligible as matzah. But if it could become chametz nuksha deoraisa, even if it's not kares level chametz, it's still eligible for me to use it as matzah. That's the idea. And the Menachas Chinuch actually quotes this, not here in our mitzvah, but if you jump ahead to mitzvah Yud Beis, Sivka and Dalet. It's on page Ayin Tes in our edition. The inside column. Vihine Nuksha. You see that? He says, Vihine Nuksha. Yesh Shitas Desvira Lahu De Aser Min HaTorah. Some say Nuksha is biblically prohibited. Vegamkein mikra zedek kol mechmetzes etc. V'yesh sovrim delavarak midrabanan. Some say nuksha is only derabanan. Ayin tur or chayim taf membeis, which we just quoted. V'ayin b'achronim to train nuksha yesh. But see in the achronim, there are actually two types of nuksha. Osam hanachshavim b'mishna psacha membeis amad aleph sovrim shdehem midrabanan. There are the ones listed in a Mishnah Psacha Membeis. Those are the Rabbanan ones. Umei peros imayim modim David d'oraisa. But if it's made with mei peros with a little bit of water mixed in, that's actually chametz nuksha, but it's chametz d'oraisa. And he gives you a reference to the Mekor Chaim and to the Eben Ha'ozer. That's the statement that he makes. So the Magid Mishnah says, I would like to apply this to the Rambam. Take a look, please, at Source Ches. This is the Magid Mishnah's statement. He says, Ra'isi Misha Kosav, She'eno Yotze b'matzah hanilosha b'mei peros bilvad, that you can't fulfill matzah using matzah that was made only with mei peros, Ela im taro b'zmayim, unless there is some water mixed in. Lefisha nutzrichin shimur mei chametz, the reason is because you have to guard it from becoming chametz. V'chol she'eno machmetz, ein yotzin bo yidei matzah. If it couldn't become chametz, then you don't fulfill matzah with it. It's already been made clear that mei peros alone cannot generate chametz. V'davar nachon hu. And this is correct. That's his position. Michael, what is he going to do with your idea? I don't know. I am at a loss. You're right. He pointed out, he says, Ela b'mayim bilvad. He didn't leave us the leeway of Mayim Bilvad with Meperos. So I'm stuck. I didn't even see anyone who raised the issue. I saw a number of people who discussed this Magid Mishnah. I didn't see anyone who raised that question. It's a good question. The Menachas Chinuch discusses this Magid Mishnah and brings him possible support. If you go back to Mitzvah Yud, our mitzvah, and you go to the paragraph that starts, Ubar Min Din. It is on page Yes. Page Samach Dalet, the inside column, middle of the column. Ubar Mindain. He thinks maybe we can support this idea. Okay. Let me just see where it was that he... Yeah, I'm jumping the first line and a half because I want to come back to that line and a half. I'm not ready for it. But ve'ein lahochiach. Okay? What he says, ve'ein lahochiach, on his second line of that paragraph. So first he's going to bring the proof and then he's going to say why we don't use it. But he says, ve'ein lahochiach, don't prove it, mima'atinon sham lamidvav mid aleph, milechem oni, isa sheni losha b'yayin v'shemen udvash. He says, the following might have been your proof. The Gemara there says that since the Torah says lechem oni, therefore we exclude wine, oil, honey. Lamali lechem oni. So I might have asked, why do you need to use lechem oni for it? Why don't you disqualify it because it can't become chametz? It must be that it could become chametz. That would have been my support for the Magid Mishnah's position. But then he rejects it. He says, Ze'eno, this isn't so. Because the Torah already excluded from lechem oni, using lechem oni, the case in which it's mostly water and only a little bit of wine. That's what lechem oni is meant to exclude. In that case, it could become chametz. That's our nuksha case. Mostly meperos, a little bit of water. Rov Mayim, but if it's majority water, have chametz gamur. That's full blown chametz. And in that case, what's my psul? Lechem oni. Umikomakom havi matzah ashira. That's your lechem oni discussion. Milavad b'maat d'maat. Unless you have the case in which there's very little water. Kimochalos to. Very little meperos. Kimochalos toda. Right, which we saw. I am going to bring bachronim. Avol b'maat mayim, but if there's only a minority water, the lo avi chametz sheyesh bo kares, that's not kares eligible chametz. Lo shamina diotzei ba'yidechovas matzah. I wouldn't necessarily know that that could qualify as matzah. So he says, don't bring me proof from the fact that the Gemara uses lechem oni on wine, oil, and honey. The Gemara is using the lechem oni case for the case in which it is. For the case in which it is majority water. That's where it's using lechem oni. The case in which minority water, he says, the case in which it is minority water is the case of chametz nuksha. That's the case of chametz nuksha. So, again, to present the hierarchy, if there's very, very little wine, oil, honey, whatever, I know that it's actually kosher as matzah. Right, that was our discussion about the lachmei toda. We said lachmei toda could be matzah. I don't worry where the wine, oil, honey is actually very, very small quantity. Where the significant minority...
That's because it's not lachem oni.
It is lachem oni. That's why it's kosher.
Because it is
lachem oni, and it could become chametz.
And so we talk only in terms of water. So we have lots of water, minimum of the other stuff. Then
correct.
It is, and it's, okay,
correct. Right, yeah. Where you have majority water... significant minority that's meperos, that's where we use lechem oni. Because it really could have become full-blown chametz.
Because of the even minimum amount of water.
It's not, no, that's majority water. That's majority water, significant minority meperos.
Okay.
I should have made a table on the sheet. That would have made this clearer. And then the case in which we disqualify it because of nuksha is where the majority is meperos. The majority is wine, the majority is oil, the majority is honey. That's where it's chametz nuksha. And it's not going to become, and it won't become bona fide chametz. That will be my way to look at it.
When you say bona fide chametz.
Meaning chametz with a kares penalty.
But what creates that?
What do you mean?
Meaning to say that, the Gemara talks about the dough rising and the cracking and so on and so forth until it becomes chametz. I'm just surprised that why we don't take that criteria. In other words... Let's see how much...
Because the Mishnah has already defined for us, and I should have brought it as a source, a new category of chametz called chametz nuksha, which isn't real chametz. It's sort of chametz-ish, but it's not real chametz.
I'm saying that usually the criteria of chametz is that it can be, like the first Mishnah of first Gemara says, that it can become chametz. So if it can become chametz, then it's chametz. and then you still have to contend with the
Right, but we have an in-between category. The in-between category is Chametz Moksha.
So what does that mean?
It means that it has something else in it that is going to keep it from becoming full-blown Chametz, like this case where you have the majority being wine, majority being oil, the majority being honey. That's our Chametz Moksha. That's the idea. If you take a look back at Yud Beis Dalet that we referred to there, he gave you the source. I didn't put it on the sheet. But that's the in between. So what he had wanted to say, and what the Magen Mishnah had wanted to say, is that the rule is that if it has meperos and it's on a chametz nuksha level, but enough so that it's really chametz deoraisa, then it could, in fact, be matzah. Not that the chametz nuksha could be matzah. If it theoretically could reach chametz nuksha level, if not for you stopping it from the chimus process, then it can be used as matzah. If it could never reach chametz nuksha deoraisa level, then it won't be eligible as matzah. You follow?
But even if it reaches the chametz level, it wouldn't be an Ezer Karis, right?
Because correct. Like I said, that's our noksha.
But in order for it to be kosher as matzah on the first night, it has to not just have the ability of a chametz, but kibbutz hakaris.
So he's saying no. That's the Magen Mishnah statement.
But didn't the Gemara say explicitly at the end of source Aleph, the last second of the last line, b'chayavin al kibbutz hakaris?
Hang on, because we have to come back to the Oriz. We're gonna come back to it. It's a good question. Hold on to the question for another 5 minutes, and we'll be okay. But that's right now what the Magen Mishnah is suggesting, and the Minchas Chinuch is considering. The Minchas Chinuch challenges this idea of the Magen Mishnah on two levels. First of all, he challenges his level because of this basic point. He says, how do you know that Pesach and Lamed Hayim and Aleph is going to be satisfied? Source Aleph, you just pointed to Michael. How do you know that that's going to be satisfied with flour that could become chametz, or dough that could become chametz, without a kares attached to it? In fact, he says, look closer at that split between Orez and Dohan. And this is what the Minchas Chinuch walks us through on it. If you take a look at the Minchas Chinuch, instead of looking at the sheet, in Ubar Mindein, okay, actually not Ubar Mindein, excuse me, in Umi Kol Makom is what I wanted, bottom of the outside column on Samach Dalet. Umi Kol Makom ani mepak peik bozeh. He says, I got problems with this answer of the Magid Mishnah. Efshar lomar, kevin de matzah iskish lachameitz, deino yotza yideh chovas matzah, Rag ma de mechayiv mishum chametz. Efshar lomar de eno yotzei de chavas matzah elim ba li de chimutz gamur shachiyav an olav kares. It's possible to argue that the only time he's going to actually become liable for, not liable, excuse me, the only time it could be used for matzah is if it could become chametz gamur with kares. Aval mein ba li de chimutz kazeh. Rag lo chametz sheish bo lav, even if it could only become chametz Deoraisa with a losa say, but not with kareis. Lo mikri bali de chametz. That's not called something that could become chametz. Ve'en yotzei de chavas matzah, and it won't work for matzah. Ume perosim mayim ein chayav in kareis. Kimuvor le'ed yisham lamed hayim ad alaf isa in elosha b'yayin ein chayav in alchimutza. Right? It's like more explicitly in psachim lamed hay. The umari imayim, let's talk about with water, lishitos elu, within this view, this approach. Veina over rak balav, imkin efshar ein yotzei de chavas matzah, ve'yesh k'tzas raya lezeh. And he says, I'm going to prove this to you a little. Ayin sham the Gemara, maybe Bryce Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. This Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, sover, da'ariz v'dochan osr levashel, mipnei shakar v'lahachmet. Remember, we read Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and that's what Michael just pointed to now. We cited Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who said, you're not allowed to boil Orez V'dochan. I glossed over it when we first read it. Now we're going to see it more intensely. He says, you're not allowed to boil Orez V'dochan on Yom Tov. Mipnei shekarov lahachmetz. Because it's close to chametz. Close to becoming chametz. V'chametz gamur. I'm sorry, the Bailu, and the Gemara there asked, Mipnei shekarov lahachmetz hainu dekadimu machmetz. What does shekarov lahachmetz mean? Because it will become chametz soon. Odoma shekarov lahachmetz v'chametz gamur lahavi. Or are we saying it isn't really going to be chametz? Upashtinan mehadra b'yochanan benuri omer orez min daganu. We resolve the question by quoting Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's statement about orez, about rice that is dagan. V'chayavan al chimutz okares v'adam yotze ba yedei chovas matza. From the fact that he says that Orez is going to get kares, that means it really does become chametz. That's what karav lahachmitz meant. Vihine. So the Milchas Chinuch now reintroduces his voice and he says, "Bebraisa kamaisa osur Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui ba'orez v'dochan." In the first braisa, he mentioned dochan. Ubraisa shniyeh no mazgirela orez v'lo dochan. Suddenly, dochan dropped out. What happened? V'tzarech loma. You have to say. You have to say that you're not allowed to cook orez and dochan because they will become chametz. Right? You know that's no good. But as far as the kares level, which is going to make it eligible as matzah, he says that's only rice that would reach that level. But not dochan. They're not the same. Granted that we use the phrase karav lahachmitz regarding both together, and we said in the Gemara, well, that means kadam u'machmitz based on the orez. He said each one has a different definition of karav lahachmitz. The orez kadam u'machmitz chimutz gomer. Orez, it means karav lahachmitz is going to become chametz soon. It will be real bona fide chametz with kares and everything. Aval dochan kadam u'machmitz rak chimutz sheino gomer. Dochan karav lahachmitz means it will become chametz, but it will only become not quite chametz. Al kaponim levashel aser barez v'dochan. You can't cook them because chametz is chametz. But that's it. So he believes that Orez and Dochan are both chametz. So that means that for rice, he says rice can become real chametz with kares attached. Therefore, it's good for matzah. Follow his gear Dochan, but he didn't include Dochan. So the Menchas Chinuch says, without walking through the entire paragraph, you can already see it, he just goes into repetition at this point. But the point that the Menchas Chinuch has made for us is that the standard that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri employed was, is there kares? There isn't there. And it's explicit in the wording in the Gemara. The wording in the Gemara was, Chayav nachimutzo kares. So that's your standard. So Magid Mishnah's answer of the reason the Rambam lets you use Mei Peros Matzah is because the Rambam believes that Mei Peros Matzah with a little bit of water still can become chametz. That doesn't help. Because it's not chametz that has kares attached. It's this lower level chametz nuksha. So therefore, I don't understand how you can use Mei Peros Matzah for Pesach night. That's number one. Number two, he says, if you take a look at the first line in Ubar Mindain, he says, Ubar Mindain, aside from this, afilu below raya, even if I can't prove anything from my Orez and Dochan discussion, Minalam lahakel mitzvah sasei de oresa. Right? How are you going to be lenient and say, well, I think we can accept this as matzah also? The Dilma eno yotzim matzah elim bali dechimu chametz gomer. Maybe it has to really reach full-blown chametz in order for it, or reachable, not reach, but it has to be reachable for full-blown chametz. He said, how can you make it like that? So he dumps that. He drops the Magid Mishnah. And instead, he goes with the approach of the Lechem Mishnah. If you take a look on your sheet, on the second side, Lechem Mishnah offers us another answer. Again, my main problem, what we started with, is the Rambam's statement, which seems to contradict himself even, but certainly contradicts the Gemara, that you can use matzah with Mei Peros. V'ra'isi misha tirates, dimilo sochal alav chametz, lo mema'atinan ela dvarm she'enan barm li dechimutz b'shum tzad va'ofen ba'olam. He says, you go back to the materials level. He says the requirement is that you use materials that could, in some way, shape, or form, become chametz. Avo matzah sheni lo shem meperos, haray amatzah yibali dechimus. He says if you use meperos, it is matzah that could become chametz. El shamayim gormu lo shalotachmetz. It's just that the water is keeping it from becoming chametz. The I think he means meperos. I think that's what he means. The velomatina mehaikra, and we're not excluding it based on this pasuk. V'davar nachonu, and he says, I think that is correct. Says the Lechem Mishnah. So the idea is, if one were to add water, right? If one were to use water instead of meperos, and maybe that's what he means. In fact, mayim elishamayim garmula. It's the absence of mayim that's garmula. Maybe that's his lashon. But the point is that it's not pshat that this dough could become chametz. It's that this flour could become chametz. Right, exactly. That's the argument that the Lechem Mishnah makes, and there's proof from the case of Subin. If you take a look at source Yud, the Magen Avraham, says Muchach Tzas regarding Subin. Subin is very coarse flour. If you remember the Gemara Gittin, the whole tragic story there with Marta Bas Baisus and the servant who goes back in time for the he says this type of flour there isn't, this type of flour there isn't. And finally we talk Subin, and they use Subin also, you know, in the healing Rabbi Tzadok. Right, they put Subin in the water, after he's been fasting. So he says here, Muchach Tzas de Bali de Chimutz. It seems a little indicative here that Subin could become chametz. Midi yotzim b'hem yidei chovas matzah l'das Rashi, since Rashi says you can use them for matzah. Ve'ev shalomar kevin shumi mina bali de chimutz yotzim b'yidei chovas. But he says maybe not. Perhaps it can't really become chametz, these Subin. They're too coarse. It's just that they're eligible for matzah because they're from a type, i.e. wheat, that could theoretically become chametz. And it could be, that could theoretically become chametz. That's correct. That's the idea. So we have our second answer. Our second answer is the Lechem Mishnah's answer. So again, we have the Gemara disqualifying matzah either if it can't become chametz or if it's not lechem oni. We have the Rambam saying meperos are okay, apparently in direct contradiction of the Gemara. Either the answer is that the Rambam is accepting it where there's minority mayim and saying it's okay because this could become chametz, even if it was just chametz nuksha, because chametz nuksha, there is a type of chametz nuksha that's aser midi oraisa. My challenge to that is, if so, then why did we drop out Dohan and say we only accept Orez, which can become chametz on a kareis level? Number one. Number two, if this is really a safek about its ability to become chametz, then why in the world would we use it for a deoraisa? Second approach is the Lechem Mishnah's approach with backup from the case of Subin, that all we mean when we say it has to be eligible to become chametz means it has to be of a species of grain that could in some mixture become chametz. Last point. The issue of matzah ashira, the Minchas Tinoch makes this point, is specifically where it was exposed to the Jews pre-baking, not post-baking. The Tosefta in Psachim says, Soros Yud Aleph, Yotzin b'matzah mitubeles. You can use spiced matzah, bein shenitbala be'ilfas, bein shenitbala be'kedera, whether it was spiced in a pot, whether it was one type of pan, another type of pot, whatever, you can do it. What do you mean? How could I use that? So the Ravid writes in Source Yud Beis on the Rambam, Afa gavet tanya b'tosefta yotzi b'matza metubelas, granted that the brayza that the Tosefta says, you can use spiced matzah, bein shetavla b'kedera men shetavla b'ilfas, hayi shetavla mishenefes. That's talking about where it was spiced after baking. Not where it was spiced before baking, then you have your lechemoni problems. But after baking, it would actually be fine. It's a very interesting prospect. I imagine if he'll bring this out of the table. But that's what he seems to say, and that you could do this. However, when we talk about mitubelas and all that, we then have to ask, what about if I soak it in wine? Right? Are you going to accept it now? Not talking about anything hot. I'm not talking about brachts. I'm just asking in general. So the Shulchan Aruch rules.
This is after the fact.
After the baking, right. So the Shulchan Aruch rules, Yotze Adam Matzah Shruya. He says, yes, you can soak the matzah and then eat it. The Avahu Shaloni Mocha, as long as it's not melting into mush, you're okay. So the Magen Avraham, though, says, not so fast. He's the party pooper. The Matzah Shruya, Sorz Yudalit. Midasasa Marav Beis Yosef, and the fact that the Shulchan Aruch didn't differentiate, Mashma Dafi Lubiyayin Shavi. It sounds like you could even have it soaked in wine. Kamo Shekatzah B'Shem Rokeach. Right, where he says not hot things, not soup, that's a separate discussion. The Rif, Rambam and Rush sound like no, it can only be in water. But not wine, because it won't taste like matzah anymore. That's Rabbi Yerucham, I believe. regarding the Korban Pesach, not regarding matzah. You're allowed to dip the Korban Pesach to mashkin. Hainu mishum denafish taima tfebi matzah. That's because the Korban Pesach has a very strong taste. And the taste will not be obliterated by the liquid you dip it into. That's much stronger than what matzah has. Kedisa, Gemara, Dafkuf, Yutas. V'lachein ein lahakel. Therefore, you should not be lenient and say, I'm going to dip matzah in some kind of juice or something. Imlo lachola, unless you're dealing with an ill person. And even dipping it in water, the rift does not recommend, unless you're dealing with the elderly or somebody who is ill and needs to have it, in this kind of a form. But otherwise, he would not recommend it.
So for so much for the chocolate covered matzah.
Well, the chocolate for sure not. Chocolate for sure not. That would be a serious issue. Aside from chatzitza. All right, so we'll pick up, God willing, in 2 weeks with Shemur Matzah.